All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up Perek Chaf Aleph. Yeah, whatever works. All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. We're picking up Perek Chaf Aleph, page Resh Chaf. So remember again, the Ramchal is talking about over here in this particular chapter, Bedarchei Knias HaChasidus, specifically again speaking about the idea about how does one acquire the attribute or the midah of chasidus. So if you remember again, yesterday we were speaking about the idea that in order to acquire the midah of chasidus, so one has to really contemplate, introspect. That one has to really think about who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how I want to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam, where I am now, and ultimately, how do I get to my intended destination? The Ramchal said, based on that, so the things that ultimately detract from Chasidus, the things that detract, the things that detract from Chasidus, ultimately, again, are things, what he called the tirdus and the daigus, the worries, the concerns of life. The things that ultimately, again, kind of get me wrapped up in the way that I'm thinking, get me wrapped up in the things that I'm dealing with, and make me totally forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say, how incredible and how timely is this particular piece, right? That sometimes you can get overwhelmed by the realities of life to the point that a person totally forgets the need to ultimately strive to become a chassid. So the Ramchal goes on, he says, if you skip a little bit, if you're following along in the sefer that we have, in paragraph Dalet, he says, "Omnam mashayu." So therefore, again, of course, the idea of that is to identify the tirdos and the daigus, to identify the things that weigh heavily on my mind, the things that can distract me, and the things that don't allow me to see life for what it is, myself for who I am, so on and so forth. And then he says something about say that I think is so important and pertinent. He says, "Amnam, ma shiyucha lishmar asa'adam ula atzila mina mafsida ma'ila." So Rabbi says, so what is it? What is it that keeps us from getting swept away from the tirdus and the daigus of life? What is it that keeps us from getting swept away from the worries, from the concerns, from the difficulties, from the challenges in life? Hu habitachon, is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu shiyashlich yehavu al Hashem legamrei ba'asher yeda, ki vada i'afshar shiyachsar la'adam mashin nektzav lo. But I say it's so profound that a person sometimes has to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the burden that I carry around is too much. So I have two choices. I can either allow the burden to crush me, which it can, or I can go ahead and instead put that burden on you and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one who sustains all things. You are the one who controls all situations. You are the one who is truly in control. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe with all of my heart that you have my back. And I believe with all of my heart that you will take care of me. And I believe with all of my heart that you will provide for all of my needs. Ba'asher yeda, ki vada i'efshar shiyachsar la'adam mashin niktzav lo. Because we'll say at the end of the day, whether it's with our parnasa, whether it's with our health, whatever is supposed to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ensure happens. Whatever the Ribono Shel Olam wants to occur is what is going to occur. We have to put in our reasonable ishtaglus. We have to put in our effort. We have to go ahead and act as responsible human beings. But at the end of the day, we don't control the outcomes. The outcomes are all controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as soon as we're ready to relinquish that control, and as soon as we're willing to go ahead and put that responsibility on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately, again, that's the moment when we can begin to live and not get swept away by the difficulties and the challenges which often surround us. See, what Ramchal is talking about over here is perhaps one of the most challenging things. Sometimes we get swept away by all of the different things in life and lose perspective from all the different things in life because we actually think that we control the outcomes. So if you think you control the outcomes, then by definition, everything becomes very overwhelming. But if you accept the fact that we don't control the outcomes, we don't control the outcomes in so many things in life, and I can't control the results, my job is to do whatever I can to try to create the correct process. My job is to do whatever I can to put in reasonable effort. My job is to do whatever I can to make sure that I'm living a balanced life. But I can't control the results. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that. The moment I give up those reins, and the moment I relinquish control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also the moment that like a 10-ton weight is lifted from my heart, and I don't become preoccupied with trying to control and manage every single outcome, and I can focus on managing and controlling the type of person I am, the type of person I lead, the type of life I lead, and the person I truly want to become. He goes on, he says, Ukimosha Amruna. Here, he's much more focused on Parnasa. Right? Parnasa is what he's really focused on. Ukimosha Amru Zichoron Lebrachim Bema'amarehem Kol Mizonosav Shal Adam Kitzuvin Lomi Rosh Hashanah. Person's Parnasa is determined from Rosh Hashanah. I will say, it's hard for, you know, we all know this concept, but it's hard for many of us to live by this concept. My parnasa, the amount of money I am going to make, is determined from Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has already determined every deal. Kadosh Baruch Hu has always determined what's going to be a loss and what's going to be a gain. God has already determined that. Now again, that doesn't mean that I could stay home and sleep in. I have to put in my effort. But the gains we have and the losses we suffer, all of that is ordained from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's determined from Rosh Hashanah. Amru, Ein Adam Nogeba Muchan Lachavero, Afilu Kamali Nima. And I'll say one of the ramifications of that is sometimes we see someone else's gain, and we think that that gain comes at our expense. No one could touch your Parnasa. Whatever you are supposed to have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. And if you don't get it, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have it. That's the way that it works. So never chas v'shalom be sad at someone else's gain, thinking that somehow, some way it came at your expense. You can't touch someone's parnasa, no one could touch your parnasa. Ukvar haya adam yachol lios yoshivu batal vagzira haisa miskayemes em lo shakadam aknas l'chol b'nei adam b'zias apecha tocha lechem. Then Abba say, lest the person think that you could sit back and do nothing. If my parnasa is determined from Rosh Hashanah, so what do I really have to do? After all, it's all determined, right? It's all already ordained. So there, I will say again, there you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Adam Arishon, "Bezeh asafecha tocha lechem, with the sweat of your brow, you shall go ahead and eat bread." So this idea that I have to put in my effort. He goes on, Asher alkin chayiv adam lishtadl izi shtadlus litzorach parnasaso shekin gazer hamelach ha'elyon v'hari ze kimas sheporea kol ha'min ha'enoshi asher lo lihi malet mimenu. So we'll stop over here for today, but the idea that Ramchal telling us, which I think is such a profound idea, and I will say so important for the times that we are living in. These are times which test the boundaries of our emunah. Right, a person could mamish go ahead and totally lose themselves in what feels like a chaotic world that is just unraveling all around us. And Baruch Hashem, it's not. And the sky is not falling. There are significant and serious issues now and ahead of us. But these are the times where it is so important to reinforce our emunah. To recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. We must put in our hishtadlus, our effort. We must go just like a person, just like Parnasa is ordained from Rosh Hashanah, but you still have to get up and go to work. So ultimately, everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to go ahead and act in responsible ways, put in our hishtadlus, but also use these times to reinforce our emunah. Because if I don't reinforce my emunah, then the world becomes a very scary place. If I don't reinforce my emunah, then life becomes overwhelming. If I don't reinforce my emunah, then at the end of the day, I become paralyzed with trying to control all of the outcomes which I really cannot control. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem the rest of our Kafalah next week.